Believers are missing the link in the Fort Hood shooting. Chad's easing turmoil allows a new Christian school to begin, and a Christian ministry plans a Veterans Day salute. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Major Nandal Malik Hassan remains in stable condition. He was seriously wounded after opening fire Thursday at Fort Hood, killing 13 people. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says Americans are ignoring militant Islam wants to kill them. Christians forget sin is what caused this massacre. He says these high-profile situations make it easier to share the gospel, and Muslims are ready.
Never before Muslims have become followers of Jesus. Never before we've seen this openness among Muslims. These incidents are making Muslims question not only their faith, but also their community. They're saying, how can somebody say he's following a peaceful religion and make these killings?
Since Christians are ill-equipped, Crescent Project offers great resources, including outreach packs to help.
It's a gift pack that includes a book on why the Bible has not been changed, why Jesus needed to die on the cross, called Adhan Angel, and then a copy of the movie Jesus.
Go to our website and we'll connect you. Next, as conflict appears to be easing in Chad, missionaries are gradually re-entering the country. However, as they come back, oftentimes there's no education for their kids. Africa Inland Missions' Debbie Weisenberger says,
the challenge is there's about 70 people groups in Chad who are not reached, and the families are more likely to come to Chad and minister if there is an education option for their kids.
So, AIM wants to change this. Currently, they're in the process of developing the Wellspring Academy. The school will initially be for kindergarten through sixth grade, but hopefully include high school in the future. Because of the school, more Chadians could be reached with the message of the gospel.
In families in general, the education of their children is such a high priority. So, giving them the foundation and the facility, a place where their children can get an education, they can then focus on ministering to the people of Chad.
You're listening to Mission Network News. November 11th is Veterans Day, an annual American holiday honoring military veterans. It's a good time to remember the troops who face danger daily. The love of Christ is bringing hope. Faith Comes By Hearing's Troy Carl says the iPod generation is positively responding to the military Bible stick. In fact,
we really hope that people would take this opportunity to sponsor a soldier, provide the pure scripture and that meets their challenges and helps give them comfort in their time of need.
A Bible stick is a digital audio player loaded with an audio drama New Testament, specially geared for combat zones. The response?
Over 22,000 military Bible sticks have been distributed through chaplains all around the world, and it's having a tremendous impact. And, of course, now they're saying, give us more.
Hundreds have requested one, only to find they're already gone. How can you help? Carl says,
you can sponsor a soldier with the military Bible stick for $25, but that also includes our ministry providing an audio Bible on disc to their loved one.
Meanwhile, November is National Adoption Month. Buckner International is using the month to raise awareness about the amount of kids around the world in need of a family. Much of their efforts are focused in Texas, where thousands of kids are removed from their homes because of abuse and neglect. Through Buckner's Foster to Adopt program, children are placed in loving homes where they hear about a God who loves them. And in Kenya, 1.4 million kids have been orphaned by the HIV/AIDS pandemic. Worldwide Christian Schools produced a curriculum called Hope for Today's Generation to help stop AIDS before it starts. Developed with a Christian perspective by African teachers, lesson plans focus on teaching kids about the God-ordained value of their lives and bodies. Funding is needed for translation and distribution of the Hope curriculum. You can learn more by visiting our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skill as a pilot with the love of the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.